From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, September 22nd, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all around the world, 50 states, 43 countries, listening to your daily Tough Love Kvetch-a-thon from the city of San Fran, Fentanyl, Slum Francisco, here in Commie Fornia. Welcome, new listeners. How are you doing? Thank you for coming to listen to this micropod. Regular listeners, I love you well, everybody. Ooh, let me get into your daily pod. I am talking about the bigotry of San Francisco Twitter against Black people. It's time for me to talk about this. A couple days ago, was it yesterday, the day before, I was told to look at a feed on San Francisco Twitter. It was from an Asian female. Yeah, I'm using the dehumanizing term female because what I'm describing is quite dehumanizing. My friend said, D, you've got to see this. They didn't tell me what it was. So I went over and looked. It was not one, but two different photographs of the same completely stark, naked, mentally ill Black woman. Are you listening? This woman, okay, I'm calling her a woman now, Asian woman, posted two photographs of a completely stark naked, mentally ill Black woman. And I can guarantee you, as much as I am a sexist, womanist, bohemian, middle-aged, libertine, biologically born Black woman, I can guarantee you this Asian female would not have posted two photographs of a naked, mentally ill Asian woman doing the exact same thing. She would not.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
They normalize and they humanize the white junkies. The white junkies are always somebody's mother or that somebody's daughter or oh, poor this person. You know, the empathy. Junkies will be passed out in a pile of trash. Oh my goodness. Of course, it's terrible. Now, if that was a Black person passed out in trash, it would be less empathy. It's so glaring and apparent. I'm surprised other Black people aren't calling it out, and maybe they do, or maybe they just say F these people and they don't even bother. But because I am on Twitter and because I do a daily soul kvetching micropod, I have to talk about this. It was when I saw the two photographs of that Black mentally ill woman being mocked, being dehumanized by an Asian woman. And these are the same Asian people that expect everybody to be concerned about Asian hate crimes. I live in a building with Asian people. Most of the people who live in this building are Asian. In my community, my immediate community, most of the people are Asian. I had I've been married twice. My second wedding reception was in an Asian restaurant here in San Francisco. I want you to understand what my perspective is and where my cultural competency comes from and my authenticity about this topic. All right? So saying that and how disgusted and how stomach churning it was to see an Asian woman with a somewhat popular Twitter feed dehumanizing a Black woman. Well, that was all I needed to know about her. I immediately unfollowed. And I have immediately unfollowed some of these white women on Twitter, too. I know a lot of them can't tolerate me because there's a guy I follow. His name is Mike Unleashed. And then I placed one of his quotes. He said he's a white guy. He said, yeah, San Francisco is racist. It's only 3%, 4% Black people. And that's how they like it. What happens in San Francisco is these bigoted white liberals who really can't stand Black people, but want to put themselves in the role And the white adjacents want to put themselves in the role of a savior. They're looking down on the welfare recipients and the junkies on the sidewalk. I'm neither of those. And so they get to be superior over them and pretend like they're helping them.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dede LaFrac.
And then when you have middle-class people and or free-thinking people like me, they don't know what to do with people like us because we call them out. The female writers, there was a white female writer I followed. I unfollowed her last year. She said something slick about black people. I just stopped following her. And then one just unfollowed me. She's a, I kind of call her a manufactured damsel in distress. Yeah, she's a manufactured damsel in distress. She's a white woman. Walking through the Tenderloin talking about how heartbreaking it is for her. Oh my God, it's so heartbreaking. I laugh at the white women I drove through. It's heartbreaking. And none of those heifers come to me and none of them have come to me and asked, how are you doing? You actually live in the Tenderloin. Black people really don't matter. What matters is them. I know this is an intense topic and some people are going to disagree and some people are going to say, you know what, I agree with you, but it's okay. If you agree or not, at least you're listening, and it'll give you something to think about.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Dede LaFrac.
If I posted two photographs of a naked, mentally ill Asian woman, that would tell you everything you need to know how I feel about Asian people. And let me tell you something. I live in the Tenderloin. I have been doing documentation on the district since I started this platform, April 2020. I have not, and I never will, post any photos of any woman naked. When you cross that line, there's no going back. To me, that's like a rape. That's like breaking the sisterhood thread. By the way, this is why I don't call myself a feminist. There is no sisterhood, folks. It's every woman for herself. And I have to say, I'm quite disappointed with that Asian female who posted the two photographs of the mentally ill black woman. And she didn't tag it. She doesn't tag her photographs. And they're being picked up, which is what she knew they were going to do. And now all the people who hate black people are mocking that black woman because that one Asian female chose to put not one, but two photographs of a naked, mentally ill black woman on Twitter instead of showing empathy and understanding and not posting it in the first place. Well, everybody, that's your show for today. And tomorrow, I'm starting a series of talking about celebrity run-ins that I've had in San Francisco. Yes, San Francisco celebrity run-ins. I'm really looking forward to this part of the platform talking about celebrity run-ins. As you know, I stopped advocating for the Tenderloin District. I'm done. I'm done advocating for the San Francisco Tenderloin District. Hey, new listeners, again, thank you. Make sure to subscribe, everybody else. I appreciate you and your endorsements. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dede LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dede LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.